Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi, and welcome to this short podcast from Adept English. Excuse my voice today. I have a very sore throat, so if I don't sound the same as normal, that's why. Hopefully it'll get better soon. At least you're not catching any germs this way. If you're learning English, we are here to provide you with lots of listening material, lots of spoken English. Not only will your understanding improve a great deal, but also your English pronunciation will improve as you become used to hearing lots of different English words. So today we're going to talk about a British tradition that you might like. If you'd like to get in contact with us with suggestions about our podcasts, questions about our courses, or feedback, you can contact us at support@adeptenglish.com. That's our email address to use. So to help your understanding and your English pronunciation today, let's talk about a British tradition. By the time you hear this podcast, the date will have passed for this year, but at least you'll know about it for next year. So the tradition, well, this week it's been Pancake Tuesday. And if you listen to the end, I'll give you some interesting tips about pancake making. Pancake Tuesday is also known as Shrove Tuesday. That's S-H-R-O-V-E. And Tuesday, of course, is the day of the week. And a pancake is something that you eat. It's flat, as in as flat as a pancake. And it's made with flour, eggs and milk. And you cook it in a pan. In French, it's called a crêpe. And usually there's a filling, like jam or honey, or even cheese or mushrooms. So where does this tradition come from? Like many traditions in the UK, it has a Christian origin. Pancake Tuesday falls just before Ash Wednesday, and this is the first day of the season in the Christian calendar, which is called Lent. Lent, L-E-N-T, is the period in the run-up to Easter. And Easter is, of course, when you celebrate with chocolate eggs. But traditionally for Lent, you give something up. And it has to be something you like. So to give up means that you agree to do without it. You might give up alcohol or chocolate, something that you'd normally enjoy. Lent used to be a time when people would fast. And to fast means to go without food. Now, like most of the traditions in the UK, people follow them because they like the tradition rather than that they're serious Christians. We do it in my house because my children like pancakes. So, a bit of social context as well as helping you with your English pronunciation. So, Pancake Tuesday is the last celebration before the season of Lent. So, you're having butter, eggs, sugar, sweet things, which traditionally you wouldn't have been able to enjoy during Lent. So Pancake Tuesday is normally celebrated in February. But this year, the day was the 5th of March because Easter is very late in 2019. So not only do our podcasts help with your English pronunciation, but sometimes they help with your cooking too. So I'm going to give you some hints and tips about making pancakes. Now, these are largely from a woman called Delia Smith, who is famous for her cookery books. She's famous in the UK, not only for her cookery, but also because she owns part of Norwich City Football Club. So even though Pancake Tuesday's gone, there's nothing to stop you making pancakes anyway. And here are Delia Smith's pancake tips. Mix up the flour, eggs and milk, according to her recipe, of course, with a fork or whisk it to get rid of any lumps. Melt butter in your pan swish the butter around and then empty it back out again. Get your pan really hot. Tip your pancake mixture into the pan. Tip the pan around so the mixture runs and covers the bottom of the pan. Fill up any little holes with a teaspoonful of pancake mix. Once the pancake is set and it's cooked a little bit, lift the edge and look underneath to see if the bottom is brown. If it is, flip the pancake. That means turn it over and cook the other side. I like to do this the traditional way by flipping it up into the air and catching it into the pan. Can be a bit hit and miss though. And when they're cooked, eat your pancakes the traditional way for Pancake Tuesday with sugar and a squeeze of lemon. If you go and have a look at the transcript, there's even a link to the recipe for pancakes, and there's some photographs of what they look like. And another link of people having fun flipping their pancakes. So I hope you manage to make some pancakes at the same time as improving your English pronunciation. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.